Hello and welcome to the September edition of Inside Lighter Life, the monthly podcast from Lighter Life, and I'm Lester Milbank. This is the place to listen to tips, advice and features on how to lose weight fast, as well as interviews with clients and Lighter Life counsellors. Now, Lighter Life offers weight loss and management programmes for both women and men who have at least one stone or more to lose. You can always find out more by visiting our website, lighterlife.com. Now, in this show, we find out what's in the autumn edition of the Lighter Life magazine. We catch up with Pauline Quirk, who's very, very close to her weight loss target. Lighter Life counsellor Alison Harvey tells us why she's decided to cycle 500 miles over 5 days. And Becky and Tina share their Lighter Life stories. Now first, many of you have written to me saying how helpful you found the inspirational tips from our counsellors. Well, here's staying focused.
How to stay focused on the programme? It's about visualising where you want to be. If you can see what you want, it's like creating a picture in your head. You can close your eyes and you can see yourself being, doing, feeling the way that you want to be. That's something that you can aim for. If you don't have the goals, you don't have the visualisation, then what are you doing it for? And, you know, doing something this different to conventional food, you need something to hold on to. So you've got to really want it to achieve. So that's a great tip.
For me, I think what I tell my clients is just take every day as it comes. Don't think too far in advance. It can be quite daunting when you've got something like Easter coming up and there's an event. You think, how am I going to cope on Easter Sunday? Everyone else is going to be eating. How am I going to... Don't focus on that. Just get through each day. Focus on the day. Then when you get to the end of the day, you congratulate yourself for getting to the end of the day. The next morning you wake up. How brilliant do you feel because you've made it through that day, and then you focus on the next day ahead. So just take it each day as it comes, and before you know it, you've done a week.
When I regularly encourage my clients to set themselves goals, and I say I don't want the goal to be a long-term goal, maximum 4 weeks in advance basically, and do stick to the measures. So think in roughly 3-4 weeks time, what do you want to achieve? Is it a particular weight loss? Is it to get into a certain outfit? Have you got a wedding coming up that you want to look a particular way? So that on the tough days, because there will be tough days, you can actually focus on that ideally tangible, if not visual, goal that you want to achieve, and that will keep you on track.
Great stuff there from our Lighter Life counsellors, and we'll have more tips and hints in the programmes to come. You can always drop me a note if you've got any ideas about programmes or content, or you want to share your story. The email is podcast@lighterlife.com. Now, as many of you will know, Emmerdale's star Pauline Quirk has been on the Lighter Life programme since the beginning of the year and has dropped from a size 28 to a size 14. Amazing stuff. I caught up with her during the Women's Own shoot to see how things are going.
Got into my jeans, got into a t-shirt. It was a really hot day the other day and I was sitting outside. In fact, it was too hot for jeans, but I didn't have any shorts. And I was just sitting out wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And I remembered all those little visual kind of goals I had in my head when I started. And to me, as you know, jeans and t-shirt was one of them. It was a very important visual image for me. And I just remember sitting in the sunshine thinking, yay! At the present time, I'm in size 14 jeans. Bearing in mind, when I started the programme, I was size 28. The trick is going to be keeping the weight off, really. That's what I've got to focus on now, and not going back into my old ways. One of the things I've learnt through the counselling is you don't always have to associate having a good time that food's got to be involved. You know, you can just go to the theatre or to the cinema or whatever. You don't always have to have dinner before and after. I can't let people down. I'm not going to let myself down. I'm certainly not going to let anyone who's thinking of Lighter Life or is on Lighter Life, because it can come off. When you start your first day, you think, oh my God, this is forever. It's going to take me forever. And of course, it's all relative, depending on how much weight you've got to lose. But you know what? The past 8 months actually have gone fairly quickly. Once you've decided, that's the hardest step, is deciding, I'm going to do it. And I'm not just going to do it for the first week. I'm not just going to do it for a month. I'm going to do it until this weight is off and I've got to where I want to be. Before you know it, that first week's over, then it's fortnight, then you have your weigh-ins. And once you get your first weigh-in, that inspires you to go on to the next week. So all of those things, the support I got from obviously my counsellor and the other people in my group has been amazing. The support I got from people at work constantly, you know, just really, really being so brilliant and so complimentary when you could start to see the weight coming off. They were terrific, everyone at Emmerdale. I just think to feel, you know, physically and mentally to feel better is a nice feeling. As I said, the boating holiday was a different experience for me because I was able to jump off and on the boat and do the locks and, you know, and not feel completely bushed by 1 o'clock of an afternoon. And that's what's lovely about light life, because there's nothing to think about and it's like you don't spend your days just, what shall I eat next? What have I already had? How many calories is that? What does that weigh? You know, you're able just to completely distance yourself from it. No point even attempting to do this program if you don't do your counselling. Don't waste your money or your time, because it won't work. You've got to do the counselling, and that's where I mucked up first time, and I've been quite honest and said I didn't. I thought I could do it with just the packs. You can't do it with just the packs. For the immediate future, I will be in Emmerdale. I'm going to be in Emmerdale till Christmas, but that will be on the screens because we're 6 weeks kind of in advance. So probably mid of February, I'll be leaving the Dales, but not for the long term, hopefully. They said they're not going to kill me. February, I start rehearsing for the Birds for Feather tour. 17 weeks up and down the country as three old girls treading the wards, which is terrifying and exciting.
Pauline Quirk there, and you can follow Pauline's story on our website, lighterlife.com. And we wish her well in the forthcoming Inside Soap Awards on the 26th of September. Now, the autumn edition of the Lighter Life magazine is just out, and with a comprehensive review, here's Lisa White.
The magazine for autumn is just, I mean, I personally, I love the cover. I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's got a real autumn feel to this one. And we've got our cover girl, Tina Rahman, who looks absolutely stunning. Now, Tina, her life has just completely turned around. She was stressed. She was diagnosed with anxiety before she started the programme. She thought she was having problems during her weight, which luckily it was just anxiety. But it was really the wake-up call that she needed to get out of the weight loss, weight gain cycle. And she found Lighter Life because she wanted something that was going to work for her quickly and effectively. Turning over, we've got our gorgeous Nick, who, you know, again, his life's completely transformed. He lost weight with Lighter Life, and he had quite a few food issues before he joined the programme, in terms of he was addicted to fast food, more or less. You know, he loved the taste of fast food and he hated vegetables, fruit, all of that type of thing. Since he's lost weight with Lighter Life, he's found that he actually does like vegetables now that he's begun to reintroduce food, and it's woken up his taste buds, and he's got so much energy for life now, and he's much, much more proactive. He's moved out of his parents' house, he's got his own flat now, and he's becoming really independent, all thanks to Lighter Life, which is brilliant news.
And it's worth mentioning, isn't it, Lisa, that not only can we read about these clients, but also we can watch some of the videos of the clients on our website, www.lighterlife.com. Now moving on, let's look at the sort of psychological bits and pieces that we have.
Yeah, we've got two main psychology articles in this issue. The first one is all about food memories, and this is really interesting, and it's something that new clients probably don't often think about when they start the program. But the article is written in conjunction with Mandy Cassidy, our psychological expert at Lighter Life, and she's addressing the issues of how our relationships with food are linked to our past and our childhood, and it discusses, it talks about our different ego states of child and parent, and how we can move towards a more adult state of mind. So some program terminology which our current clients will be familiar with, but things like if you were encouraged to eat everything that was on your plate when you were a child, and you wanted to be the good child and to do things that your parents told you to do. And sometimes that can carry forward. And also, for example, children who were soothed as a child or a baby with sweets or crisps and that type of thing, that can go forward into our when we're adults, and we can use food to treat or comfort ourselves. And so that article really addresses that and opening people's minds up to how that works. Now, our second psychology piece is all about the games people play and how that can be holding you back from losing weight. So it's all about the victim, prosecutor and rescuer roles that we play with our friends, and that's a really interesting piece.
And also in the magazine you've got some special offers. Talk me through those if you would.
Yeah, we've got some really, really great giveaways this issue. We like to get together with certain different partners to offer our readers something great. And we've got a night at Champney's for two, which is an absolutely fantastic package for any of the... And the prize includes full use of the spa facilities, meals, massages, facials. You know, it's absolutely great. The magazine is out now, and you can get it either from your counsellor or you can subscribe to it. And details of that are on the website, lighterlife.com. You can subscribe for one issue, or you could subscribe for eight. And we've got a fantastic offer, which is 20% off of the price if you subscribe for eight issues at the moment.
And don't forget to enter the competitions and you could win, well, some great prizes, eh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, get hold of a copy, and all the details of the competitions and how to enter them are in the magazine.
You're listening to Inside Lighter Life with me, Lester Milbank. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you how you can win an iPod Shuffle and a £50 iTunes gift voucher. But first, let's meet two of the clients featured in the magazine, Tina... And first of all, Becky.
My day has been fantastic. I've had a wonderful day and I've felt really pampered by the whole experience. I've had my makeup done, I've tried on clothes that I never would have tried on before. So it's been really lovely to sort of see myself on the screen as well in all these new clothes. And I've just really enjoyed it. I really just got into the diet because I was just in desperation, to be quite honest with you. The light bulb moment was probably in the summer when it was really, really hot, and I was quite fed up with covering up in the summer. It was really warm and I was always sweating, but then on the same instance not wanting to show any of my skin, being very conscious about my legs, about my arms being on show. Looked on the internet basically in desperation and sort of searched in diets and came across Life Diet. It was a really sort of easy kind of diet to carry forward. It was really easy to stick to. It was, you didn't have to think about it, there wasn't too much thought around it. You had support from your counsellor as well, and I found it really, really easy to do. When I came off the programme in sort of January 2010, I sort of quickly realised that your journey hasn't stopped there. It didn't just stop when you'd finished your initial abstinence phase as such. And I realised that your sort of route to management and maintaining was a whole new experience in itself, where I really had to quickly realise boundaries again and understand the sort of portion control, understanding that you really can't go back to eating what you used to before, because otherwise you're just going to put all the weight back on again. Since doing the diet and going from size 20 to size 8, I do feel a completely different person. I feel like I've got a chance to be the me that I always wanted to be. I'm the smaller me. I don't have to worry about what clothes I'm putting on in the mornings. Whereas, you know, before I used to really agonise about going out the house and trying on all these different clothes to cover up. And now I just love looking through my wardrobe and finding outfits that I can kind of show myself off almost and be happy that this is me now, and I just love the new me.
I was getting pains in my chest and my arm. It was almost happening every day. I was quite concerned really that I was going to have a heart attack or something. I was worried. I was worried that I was now, you know, so large that it was affecting my health. I'd made the decision that I need to lose a lot of weight. I wanted to be a smaller size, and I wanted to be a smaller size fast. I was aware of Lighter Life, and I was aware of its results. The first thing that comes to mind is that it's a meal replacement diet, but it's not. It's more than that. The meal replacement is almost just an element. You kind of take away the food while you kind of deal with the real reasons of your eating and how you became overweight. So it's, for me, it's more of a emotional, mental, psychological program. Lighter Life helped me realise that I was using food to deal with my emotions. When I get stressed, and I think like most people, I wanted to comfort myself with a nice treat, whatever, chocolate, wine, those kind of things. So Lighter Life helped me recognise that I was doing that. I was about a size 22 and I'm now 12, 10 if I want to push it.
And many thanks indeed to both Tina and Becky for sharing their stories. Now you're listening to Inside Lighter Life with me, Lester Milbank. If you fancy dropping me a note with ideas for future programmes, or maybe you want to share your Lighter Life story, or simply just say hello, then just drop me an email. The email is podcast@lighterlife.com. That's podcast@lighterlife.com. It'd be great to hear from you. Now, all the emails I receive will be put into a prize draw, and one lucky winner will receive an iPod Shuffle and a £50 iTunes gift voucher. The closing date for this competition is the 12th of October. And repeat the email again. It's podcast@lighterlife.com. Lovely stuff. Closing date is the 12th of October. The email again is podcast@lighterlife.com. Now, how do you fancy cycling 500 miles in the hot Jordanian sun over a mere 5 days? Well, that's exactly what Epsom and Esher Lighter Life councillor Alison Harvey decided to do. The ride starts on the 9th of October, and she takes up her story.
It's a cycle for children who are disadvantaged. We're raising money to help build schools and orphanages and help children in this country as well who look after sick parents. It's a charity called Cares for Kids, and we raise money every year to just provide support to the charity so that these projects can be seen through.
So you're cycling 500 miles, and where are you doing this?
I'm going to be cycling from the Dead Sea through to the Red Sea, so that's in Jordan. And then we're cycling 500 miles south through the mountains, and it's going to be around about 80 degrees. Quite a challenge, up and down Dale. That at the moment, going out and doing all of this training. We've got up to about 35, 40 miles at the moment, so I'm going to have to get up to 50 miles. I've just decided to do that with my husband. It's really good fun. It's getting us out and about.
And 100 miles of 100 miles a day is quite serious cycling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's serious cycling, but you can do it. I mean, when we started this, it was in January, and we went out just between Christmas and New Year, when you're not feeling at your best, after too much excess, as we all do. And we did 3 miles, and we were patting each other on the back saying, come on, we can do this, only another 97 miles to go a day. And even though it was fun and games, we've now got up to 40 miles in a day. And I think the secret of it is just perseverance and doing a little bit and often. And then before you know it, you've got used to the saddle, and it's not your worst enemy, which it started off as. And I was walking around like John Wayne for a few days. But now it's really good, and I'm quite happy with my saddle, and it's going to get packed in my suitcase and go to Jordan with me, because it is really my best friend. And it really came home to me when I was in Zambia last year, and I saw one of the projects. And we were just leaving in a van to be driven back to our luxury hotel. And the child took my hand and said, please, miss, don't forget us. And that just broke my heart. And I was just crying all the way back to the hotel. And I said to my husband, we've got to do something different here, because we have a nice life. We've got 5 children. who are very healthy. They've got everything they could possibly need. You know, we're safe and happy and healthy. Let's do something to change a child's life that you perhaps never meet.
Wonderful. So give me the details, website, etc.
Okay, so if you can support me in a small way or a large way, I'd really appreciate it. If you go to the Virgin Just Giving website and you put in Alison Harvey, that's A-L-I-S-O-N-H-A-R-V-E-Y, you will find me, and then go onto my Sponsor Me page and click on the Jordan Challenge, and please feel free to give whatever you can afford. You will definitely make a difference to a child that you may never meet, but I'm sure they will be truly thankful for life.
And we wish Alison and her husband good luck. The cycle starts on the 9th of October. Now, our thought for the month. It's destiny. Here's Learning and Development Manager Helen Goldstein.
Hi. Destiny is not a thing to be waited for. It's a thing to be achieved. William Byron. How long have you waited for your life to be the way you wanted it to be? Waited, as if for a bus to come along, tapping your foot and waiting, walking up and down, looking round the corner, waiting, as if waiting for your destiny fairy to knock on your door and to deliver you all the things you want, waiting and saying to yourself, I'll be happy when that happens. I'll do that when that happens. I'm waiting and waiting. And then the magic happens when you realise that you are not a passive bystander in your life. You are actually driving your bus. You always were. You just didn't know it. However, now with the insights and the understandings that you're gaining from your group work with your Light to Life journey, you are becoming more proactive and you are daily achieving more and more of the goals that you desire. And so you are now achieving daily your own destiny.
Well, that's it for this edition of Inside Light to Life. Many thanks to my guests Pauline Quirk, Becky, Tina, Alison Harvey, and the Light to Life counsellors with their hot tips. Now don't forget, you can always enter our competition by sending me an email to podcast@lightolife.com. And one lucky winner will win an iPod Shuffle and iTunes voucher as well. So until next month, take care, and from me, Bester Milbank, bye-bye.